Good morning. My name is Newton. I'm the curate at St. Mary's Weldon, and I'm bringing you a preaching on the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi. What a service. What a day. It's very stormy and windy outside, and I suppose lots of things are being stirred up. So I begin by asking us to think about how well or not so well we handle difficult conversations, especially those conversations that linger on for a while. Those conversations that will not be sorted quickly. You know those moments when people say to you, so and so, can I have a word with you? I wonder what emotions arise. Well, here in Malachi, we are in the middle of such conversation, a difficult one. It's more like an argument, and God is not happy, and the Israelites are not happy either. Though we won't go through all of them in detail, God asks them 23 questions, and they ask or answer back 7 questions to him. And so as we think about today being the Stir Up Sunday, the day that people stir up those Christmas pudding, we think about a conversation that is stirring up a lot of things in the world of the Israelites. So as we think about that, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word before us. We thank you for Malachi and the message that he brings to us this day. We pray for your wisdom to understand how these things were relevant to them then and how they can be relevant to us today. We pray you would help us to listen to it, and with your Holy Spirit, would you help us to take the right actions and respond accordingly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the bottom line of Malachi's message is that it matters how we worship our God. And as I mentioned earlier, today is Stir Up Sunday. It's a day we think about Christ the King. And it's a Sunday. It's the last Sunday of the Christian calendar. A day that the collect of today talks about the stirring up of the Christians so that they can be drawn closer to God. However, in Malachi, it's a conversation with the Israelites. The Israelites, remember this time, they are no longer in exile. And even though with Haggai and Zechariah, they've come out of exile, Haggai and Zechariah have motivated them to build the places of worship, they have gone cold. Their love for God has gone cold, and they are no longer as excited about the things of God as they were before. We all know those moments when we say, when everything is going really well, I'll be able to do the right things. In this case, the Israelites are no longer in exile. The outside circumstances are now smooth. Things have been lined up. And what would we expect? We would expect they would worship God and worship him in the right way. But they don't. They forget about him. Their worship is underwhelming. It's on the surface. And it's worrying, and that's why Malachi comes in to challenge them and to remind them of their first love for God. So the circumstances are right, but their worship is not. This is a situation, when we think about Malachi, we don't see much of idolatry of what they were struggling with in exile. What we see is called religious apathy. It is where they take God for granted, where they take all the virtues and the expectations of the covenant for granted. And 3 issues arise. Malachi raises 3 key issues. He raises the issues of how they are treating each other. He raises the issues of how they are thinking about themselves. And he also raises the issues of how they are treating God. And so we're going to look at those 3 things and just pay attention, closer attention to the readings, and see what Malachi is raising. So when we think about how they're treating each other, at this time, Malachi points out, he focuses on the family institution, the marriage. He says there has been a lot of issues to do with how people are going outside their covenant expectations and marrying outside of what God has required them to do. And as a result, there has been increased divorces. Divorces that are arising for non-biblical reasons. And so Malachi is calling them back and saying, this has to stop. So the focus, when we think about how they're treating each other, He wants this worship to go as far as their family institution. And I wonder whether when you think about your worship on a Sunday morning, do you think about how this impacts how you relate to those who are close to you? It is not just about minding our own business, as Malachi says. We've got to be careful how we handle the family institution. But Malachi goes on to ask us about how we think about our neighbors. He handles the issues of social justice. Again, I have said it's not just about minding our own business. Our worship has to spread further beyond our own personal confines. And as we remember, Martin Luther said, most of the issues of injustices, the biggest challenge is not those who advocate for change, it is those who remain silent in such moments. And I think we need to be aware that indifference to injustice is as bad as injustice itself. And last Sunday we looked at safeguarding and we were thinking about how are we caring about the welfare of those we worship together with. And one of the key messages that was coming out last week was the message of changing the culture. Changing the culture so that we are a people who look after each other, people who care about the issues that are happening. And I pray today that as we think about the crisis, the injustices of our world, that we will not be a people who stay silent, that we will look for ways of advocating for justice, equality, and reconciliation. So Malachi looks at how we treat each other. And then he goes on to ask us, how do we treat ourselves? He says, most of these children of Israel, they have forgotten who they are in God's eyes. And it's not just them. The priests themselves are allowing them to offer sacrifices that are blemished. God has specific expectations of how they should behave, but they're not considering that as a priority. Remember, they are a people of covenant. They are a people who are held by a higher standard, and they have lost this place. They have grown cold in their love for God. They do not consider themselves as the precious people of God. Their worship, therefore, is not being accepted by God. And I think it's something we all need to ask ourselves. Who are we in God's eyes? Who are we? Are we a people who accept Jesus' love and allow that to impact how we behave and how we carry ourselves? A few years ago, I came across a book that's a highly recommended one by a minister, an American minister called Craig Rochelle. He leads the Life Church in the U.S. And the title of the book itself is called The Christian Atheist. That title itself, it talks about things that people believe, but they do not allow them to impact them deep enough. And I would recommend you read it. I'm not going to go into the details of the book, but it just challenges the notion of the belief of a Christian. Does it go deep enough to impact our lives such that it impacts how we worship God, how we trust Him, and how we identify ourselves as His people? And the third category is how these people are treating God. Remember, the bottom line of our understanding of Malachi is that it matters how we worship God, how we use our resources, how we treat ourselves, how we relate to each other. But at the heart of it, right in the middle, is how we treat God. And I wonder, when you think about God, what word do you use for God? Do you call Him your Father? Do you call Him Lord? And do you accord Him the honor that you use, the honor that goes with that name that you use? Remember, in this case, the quality and the quantity of the sacrifices of the Israelites, it's wanting. They're taking God for granted. They're not realizing that God is highly lifted high. They're not realizing that He is God above everything else. And the fear of the Lord is something that they have forgotten about. They're not worshiping Him. They're not trusting in Him. They're not hoping in Him. And so as we get to the point of Malachi challenging them, he is saying, do you really know that He is a God who is high and lifted high? He's high above all other gods. They have lost that. And in their tithing, their giving, and their sacrifices, their treating of each other, they are betraying that fellowship. I have used the analogy of the cross before, whereby right at the middle, at the center of the cross, is our fellowship, our worship of God. If we get the vertical axis right, how we treat God and how we treat ourselves, then the horizontal aspect will be sorted out. We will be able to treat others with love. So that true experience that the Israelites have had with God should impact how they worship Him. It should go deep enough, but it's not happening. And so our biggest question today, at the end of Malachi, the Israelites are left with the challenge. The question's not answered. Everything is not sorted. It's more like a stalemate. Like when you get into a quiz and everyone scores the same points, and they need a decider. They need a question, a tiebreaker question. And so Malachi concludes in that state of affairs. But Malachi doesn't go without an answer. What Malachi does, he points them forward. He points them forward to Jesus Christ, who will be the one who shows them what true worship looks like, what it is to be a right priest before God. And I would encourage us to look at Hebrews at some point. The book of Hebrews talks about Jesus as the one who is the true example of how we can truly worship God. So we look at Him as the perfect one. But the amazing thing, as Christians today, we are not like the Israelites. We are at the moment when Jesus has happened. Jesus has died on the cross. So He has given you and me the power to faithfully and truthfully worship God. We pray today that He would influence us. He would influence our religious life, such that so when we gather on a Sunday, when we read the scripture, when we pray, those things orient us to God. They draw us close to God, so that we don't just do those things for the sake of doing them, that they draw us close to God. So Jesus is the true example. We can look to Him, and when we allow Him to be the Lord, we will be doing the right thing. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for the book of Malachi. Thank You that Malachi is reminding us that it matters how we worship. I pray that You would help us to know that true worship is not settling for less, but going all the way. I pray that true worship would transform us, transform our relationships, and help us to be more rooted in Christ. I pray that today, for those listening to this message, for those thinking about their worship, if we find ourselves and our worship wanting, I pray that we would be drawn closer to You, that we would look at Jesus and see how He does His worship and follow His example. So Lord Jesus, stir us up today and help us to worship You in honesty and in faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.